Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Read by Martin Karan. The headlines this Tuesday, January 2nd, 2024. Ukraine and Russia accuse each other of early New Year's Day's attacks. Poland bans energy drinks for underage, and Poland introduces E10 fuel. Good afternoon. Ukraine's shelling of the city of Donetsk on yesterday killed four people, a Russian-installed official in the eastern region of Ukraine said, while Russia's air attacks on several Ukrainian regions killed at least one person, local officials said. 13 people were also injured in heavy shelling by Ukrainian forces on the center of Donetsk. The Russian Foreign Ministry called the shelling of Donetsk a terrorist act that it said was aimed at civilian infrastructure. Separately, a person was killed by shelling in the Russian border region of Belgorod. On the Ukrainian side, one person was killed and nine injured in a Russian drone attack on the southern port of Odessa. Poland has introduced a legislation to ban individuals under the age of 18 from purchasing energy drinks. Under the new regulations, energy drinks containing over 150 milligrams per liter of caffeine or taurine are to be clearly labelled, except for those where the substances occur naturally. Failure to adhere to this requirement may result in fines of up to 200,000 zloty. The new bill imposes penalties on vendors who sell these products to minors as well, with fines reaching up to 2,000 zloty. Under the legislation, sellers are authorised to request identity documents as if they were selling alcohol or tobacco products. Medical research shows that the effects of energy drinks are not as well understood as coffee and may have serious psychophysical effects, especially on younger consumers. Poland has introduced a new E10 type of fuel at gas stations across the country in a bid to reduce carbon emissions. The E10 fuel, comprising 95-octane motor gasoline with up to 10% bio components, primarily bioethanol, will gradually replace the current 95-octane motor gasoline, known as E5, which contains only up to 5% bioethanol. Poland's climate ministry has previously assured that most gasoline cars, especially those manufactured after 2010, can use E10 fuel without requiring any modifications. Owners of older vehicles, particularly those manufactured before 2010, are advised to verify if their cars can run on E10 gasoline. And finally, New Year's Eve was a quieter affair than usual this year, according to a spokesman at the provincial police headquarters in Gdańsk. During the evening, the police detained 8 drunk drivers in the Pomeranian voivodeship. One of them tried to escape from the patrol. There were also 38 road collisions, including one road accident in Gdańsk, as a result of which one person was transported to hospital. Gdańsk police officers mainly received reports about public disorder disturbances or made domestic interventions, but there were no interventions regarding improper use of pyrotechnics. 25 people in Gdańsk welcomed the new year at the Social Emergency Service for Intoxicated Persons.
The weather.
Today will be a showery day and cloudy with light winds and temperatures of 3 degrees centigrade, that's 37 degrees Fahrenheit during the day, and 0 degrees overnight. Tomorrow will turn snowy in moderate winds and temperatures of 0 degrees during the day and minus 4 degrees overnight. That was the Radio Gdańsk English News and Weather.